Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God for moving all flesh and flow. Once again, we have the opportunity of being on here with God's people. Tonight is the night that we say praise the Lord. We thank God for everything He has done for us and through us, how God has made it possible for us. And I will say this to you, it is up to us to stay in tune because God has a lot of work to do. Now tonight what I want to do, first of all, I want to bring us up to snuff. I got a few of you that we got to have some prayer for some people who we missed the other night. And I want to see if we can get them to come on the air with us. And I know, Dr. McClendon, you would do it. But one of the things I will say more than anything in this world is that we're grateful to God that God has blessed us. So stay on the line, hold on. We're going to do what God calls to do. And I will say this to you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to say thank you. Today is a day that we say we love you. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. And we just say thank you because all the things that you have done for us and through us, it is you, Father, who has made it possible. Not we ourselves, but you loved us. Father, sometimes we praise you. We love you. We thank you from the rising of the sun to the setting of it. And I want to thank you, Father, for everything. Most of all, I want to thank for those who are just believing that things are possible, and then we're going to make it possible for us, Father, because you're the one. Without you, we can do nothing. But I want to thank you tonight, Father. I want to thank you tonight. Tonight is the night that we all just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that happened in the United States of America, we pray that everything will be operative. Everybody will come to know. Everybody will say it's God. Everybody will say they praise God. They love God. And I, for one, want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done. Father, it's you. It's you, Father. I said thank you. When it looked like there was not going to be a time for us to find our way, you stood right there and made it possible. It is you, Lord. You made it possible. It is you. And for this, we said thank you. Sometimes, Father, we just say we love you. Not of our own self, because it's you, Father. You made it possible. Somewhere in the archives of time, somebody is just hee-haw and go. We say hallelujah, because we know that you're working it out for us. No matter how much we look and say, but Father, in your word, you say from the rising of the sun to the setting, we ought to praise you. And Father, because of you, we can do nothing. But right now in this present time and state, we want to say hallelujah. I love you, Father. I love you for everything. I thank you for everything. Father, it is you. It's you, Father. Father, it's you. And Father, we just praise you. As the song say to you, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. And Father, because we know that we know it, there is much work to be done. Will you give us the opportunity? The opportunity, Father, to do what you call us to do, and that we decide to do, please, Father, have mercy upon us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Father. I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight, Father. I love you for everything. And tonight, Father, hallelujah, we just said thank you for the healing of those blinded eyes, for those bodies that have been pushed aside, for all of us who just come to know that you're the only true God. And besides you, there is none other. I praise you, I love you, and we adore you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hallelujah. Tonight's the night that we said we love God. And I want to go open up this line here. Amen. Are you there? We hear you. God bless you. You got a word to say? Hello? Hello? 979-221-4465. Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Praise God. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Praise God. God is so good. Yes, he is. Can you hear me? I'm going to drop this line. Dr. Clemens, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Hunter.
All right. Well, God bless you. I was going to bring you up to date. We have had some real issues with this radio station.
Yeah.
And we had to get all that corrected because I bought a new computer. But that thing worked out. And what I want to do is, there's some people that are going to be online with us. First of all, for the next 10 or 15 minutes, we want to see what their request is, and then we're going to take over. Let you go, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hello, 409, you just called. God bless you. Got a question, a statement? Hello?
Hello, this is Evangelist Kevin Allen. How you doing, Reverend?
I'm blessing you. This is Evangelist.
I'm Amen. Evangelist Kevin Allen. How you doing? Let you know I'm online with you.
Okay, Amen. Good. That's good. I'm trying to identify everybody I can. All right. Okay. So, you and I, we go back and the lines I have here now, the ones I know. So we're going to open up, and you take over when they come. I will text you and let you know that I need to talk to you, okay? Let's have some church tonight, okay?
Amen.
Let's have some church. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen.
I'm opening the lines. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead,
Doctor. This is your host, Dr. Lewis McLennan. Tonight, we're just glad to be here again together in unity.
Hello?
I'm here. Hello? Hello?
Yes. Have the prayer line started yet?
Yeah, prayer line. You need prayer start now. You know prayer?
I was just tuning in to the prayer line.
Okay. Well, tell us, what do you need first of all so we can pray for you?
I'm just praying for health and for my family.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We started off and we'll pick it up after you. You start the prayer, we'll come behind you. Are you there? Are you there? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come tonight with much thanks in our hearts. Father, we just believe that tonight is the night that you have made, and we will not just go without it, because it's you, Father. The one came on the prayer line, Father. Father, and you asked the question of that woman that day, when the woman says, can you come to my house, for my child is possessed by a demon. Father, and you went, and you called that demon to release. I come to you tonight in the name of Jesus with authority, believing that all things are possible to us that believe. We We just say we love you, we adore you, we magnify you. And, Father, tonight's the night that we just call those things to be not. We don't have a prayer that is solidified by what man says, but it's a prayer we have by your word. For you said in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under his protection. And, Father, because we're under your protection, we thank you because you are God and we're under your protection. We love you. Father, somebody's on this prayer line, Father. We have a word to say to them. Call upon the Lord while you can be, because the Lord here is all called. For you said in your word, Father, you said in Jeremiah 29 and 30, you said, the thoughts that you have for us, the thoughts are not to do us evil, but they're thoughts to do us good, that we might have a success in the end. And we thank you. We'll call on you. We'll worship you. We'll adore you. And we magnify your name, Father. I pray this day for the United States of America. I pray for all 50 states. I pray, Father, that America be a state, a place where they can say. And, Father, because the hour, the time people play with, I don't play with it. Because I know time is before us. Time is cut short because of the activity of what the enemy is doing. I thank you, Father, because we have come to let those who don't know Jesus in the fullness of their time, that they may come to know him, not to hear what somebody else said, but because of what you said. I want to thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon somebody tonight. Somebody's eyes are being opened. Somebody's healed. Your hands are being healed. Somebody didn't have food in their body, but somebody passed along and gave them, Father. And I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you for my church. I want to thank you for the people. I want to thank you for the school. I want to thank you for those who are listening tonight. And, Father, we come to you to say we love you. Somewhere in the archives of time, somebody in Houston, somebody in Hempstead, somebody in Bryan, somebody in Hearn, somebody in Navajo, somebody in Waco, somebody in Texarkana, somebody in Georgia, somebody in Utah, somebody in California, somebody in Indiana, somebody in New York, somebody in North and South Carolina, somebody needs you, Father, right now. And they call because they have not the unction to call on you. For you, Jesus, you gave all that you have that we might have a tree to this life. And it's because of thee, we said thank you. I ask you tonight to touch those who are calling. For they can be a prayer life, not a hurried life. I'm praying for everyone every day. But you are now God. You are now God. And for that, I said thank you. You are now God. I thank you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
The line's open.
Yes, we could hear you a minute ago. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. Are you there? The lady who was asking for prayer, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That person that was on the phone, they was on, but I began to pray a powerful prayer. She just dropped the line. She left her. So she listened. God bless her. She called back. God bless her.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we are here again tonight in unity. I praise God for that. I pray, God, that we have a blessed night tonight. I pray that the enemy brings no distraction, that we're all together on one accord.
Yes.
Tonight we have with us Brother Wolf, who is going to bring us a word. Also, we have Minister Wolf and Evangelist Allen with us tonight. And we thank God for them being obedient. We thank God. And we are ready to hear a first word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
How you doing, Dr. Hunt? How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed. I'm blessing you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, we was up here talking earlier that it's a faith fight.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we got to learn to take the bitter with the sweet. We have some good days and we gonna have some bad days. But the good days are with the bad.
Yeah.
I thank God for my trials and my tests because they come to make me strong. Amen.
Amen.
God wants us to do. He wants us to rejoice when we're going through our trials and tests. He wants us to call
That's
it our joy. Trouble come our way, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience, and let patience have its perfect work in us so that we can be strong and complete and lack nothing. I got a word for tonight.
All right.
For my brothers and my sisters, because the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, my brothers and sisters, all of the world is going through the same thing that we are going through. So that means mm-hmm. that ain't nobody exempted from trials and tests. We all have them. Amen. But the Bible says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. And when he has been proved by God, and then he will receive his reward. So we ain't giving up. We're not going to give up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, I just thank you right now for Dr. Hunter, Father. I thank you, Father, for doing this radio, Father, to get the word out, the true word, Father, so your people could know you, to trust in you, Father, and put their hope in you, Lord. And I just thank you right now, Father, for Sister Delores, Father, that you have put in our midst, and my wife, Father, Minister Wolf, Father, because you said, Father, how can we walk together unless we agree, Father, what the word says. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because, Father, you have called us to do a work, to open up the eyes of the blind, open up their ears so they can hear, and, Father, so they can understand your word, Father. Because, Father, we know, Father, that you came into the world, Father, to give revelation and knowledge to those who are lost, Father, so they can walk in peace, so they can have abundance of joy, Father. Father, we know, Father, that God anointed you with the Holy Spirit and with power, and you was going around healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. You was healing the brokenhearted, those that is blind and cannot see. And, Father, you healed those, Father, who was downright, and let them know, Father, that the favor of the Lord is here, that they ain't got to be poor no more, they ain't got to be broke no more, they ain't got to be oppressed no more, they ain't got to be stressed up no more. Because Jesus came to heal us, Father. And we just thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So I got a word today. It's 1 Timothy 6 and 3. We'll start there. And I'm not going to hold you long tonight because we have someone else going to bring the word. And God laid on my heart to preach tonight. 1 Timothy 6 and 3. Amen. Hallelujah. When you get to say amen, y'all have it, sister?
Amen.
If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent in the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which are called with godliness, be a crime or nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, for which come envy, strife, reveling, and evil suspicion, useless wrangling over men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and certainly we cannot carry nothing out. Having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. Those who desire to be rich fall in temptation and a snare, into many foolish, harmful lusts, to draw men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. For which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and filled themselves with many sorrows. To show God these things and to righteous godliness, faith, love, and patience in general. Fight the good fight of faith. They'll hold on trying to life to which you was also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Today we're going to be talking about living a contentment life. When you live in a contentment life, you have power over the enemy.
Yeah.
You have power over stress. You have power over worry. You have power over anxiety. You have power over Satan. Because Satan don't want anyone to be contented. When you're living
you
a contented life, that means that you are satisfied with what you already have. Amen?
Amen.
God will live to be contented. He said, garland with contentment is great wealth. Now, if you got food on your table, you got clothes on your back, you got a roof on your head, we should thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen. Stop worrying about things that we don't have and thank God for things that we already have. Amen. Now, Paul said in Philippians 4 and 12, Paul said he learned to be contented in every situation, whether with a full stomach or empty stomach, with nothing or with little. Amen? He said, I learned to live a contented life. He said he never was and won't. That means that he was satisfied with what he already had. Amen? And that's how we have to live. Because guess what? He said, God, he said, he could do all things through Christ who strengthened him. Amen? Paul said when he was weak, he was made strong. He said, I take pleasure in my infirmities. I take pleasure in my weakness. I take pleasure in persecution. I take pleasure in need and distress for Christ's sake. Because when he is weak, he is made strong. Because the word of God is healthy to his flesh and the strength to his bones. Amen? And the scripture tells us in Hebrews 13 and 5, he said he continued with such things. He said, stay away from the love of money. And be contented with such things as you have. And God said he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Because he's the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. If God delivered you out of situation one before, he'll do it again. Amen? God never changes. He said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. That means that he's going to supply whatever you need. All we have to do is put our trust in him.
Amen?
Amen? And the scripture says in Ecclesiastes 6 and 9, he said, stop the sign for what you don't have. Amen. Feel like chasing after the wind. In other words, stop worrying about what you don't have and thank God for what you already have. Amen. You got food on your table. Thank God for the food on your table. Thank God for the roof over your head. God for that little hoochie-hoochie you drive in. Thank God for the job you got. It might not be paying, but thank God for it. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank God for it. The Bible says Matthew 6 and 25. Matthew 6 and 25.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Garland will continue this great game.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body or what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not more valuable than they? Which of you by worry could add one cubit circumstances to his life. Hallelujah. God said, if he take care of us, God do take care of birds of the air. He said he's going to take care of us too.
Amen.
And he said, guess what? We are more important than the birds are. Hallelujah, somebody. And then he said, could worry add to your life or take away your life? Worry will stress you out. Worry will cause chaos on your body. Worry will break your body down. Amen. What worry about you cannot handle? Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep your faith in God. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of you. He's the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. Hallelujah. He's the same God that opened up the Red Sea. He's the same God that rained bread from heaven. Hallelujah. He's the same God that put a pillar of fire between Pharaoh. And he's the same God. Turn your Bible to Philippians 4 and 6. Hallelujah, somebody. Philippians 4. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let your requests be known to God.
Amen.
And that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Other words, what he was saying there, he said, don't you worry about anything. Instead, you pray about everything.
Amen.
You tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done. Hallelujah. And then you said, a peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart, your mind, and your soul in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The scripture also said in Psalm 37:25, David said, once I was young, but now I'm old.
Yeah.
I have never seen a righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. Hallelujah. If you are seed of Abraham, you ain't going to have to beg for no bread. Amen. We ain't going to beg for no money.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because God shall supply all our needs.
Amen.
According to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
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 Look at Psalm 34 and 10. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Book of Psalms,
yes.
34 and 10. Look what the word of God says. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says, the young lions lack and suffer hungry. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
Hallelujah.
We shall not lack any good thing. Those who seek the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is just seek him. Hallelujah, somebody. He said in John 6:35, he said, I'm the bread of life. He that comes to me will never hunger. He that comes to him will never thirst.
Yeah.
That means that he will supply whatever we need.
Amen.
Amen. So if you go on through
Amen.
Today, go to the Lord. He said, come to me if you got a problem. Come to me if you ain't got no peace. Come to me if you ain't got no joy. Come to me if you ain't got no food. He said, come to me, all you weary, and I'm heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. He says, yoke is easy, and the burden he gives you is light. He said, come and learn from him. Amen?
Amen.
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 Look at another scripture. Isaiah 58 and 11. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, somebody. Isaiah 58 and 11. The Lord will guide you continue and satisfy your soul in the drought and strengthen your bones. And you should be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose water does not fall. God said you could be in a drought, and he will satisfy your soul right in the midst of a drought when you put your trust
Amen.
In him.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
So guess what? Let's keep our eyes on God.
Amen.
Not on our problem, not on our circumstance, not on our situation. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says Psalm 99. Hallelujah, somebody. Psalm 99. We got to get to know our God.
Amen.
Paul said, he's my God, because Paul knew him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, my God will deliver me.
Yes.
Because they knew him.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Daniel said, my God, shut the lion's mouth. Because they knew him.
Yes.
They were God. So we got to know God.
Got to know him.
And when we know God, we can put our trust in his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you don't know him, you can't trust him. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says in Psalm 99, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in a time of trouble. Amen. He's going to rescue you out of your situation.
Amen.
And those who know your name will put their trust in you. But you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. Who you seeking today?
Amen.
Is you seeking Obama today? Is you seek? What are you seeking today? Amen. Amen. God wants us to seek him. He don't want us going to Egypt looking for help. Hallelujah. He wants us to come to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to get to know our God.
Yes.
And to put our trust in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalms 91:14. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, if you serve him and obey him,
yes.
Hallelujah, he'll bless you with bread and water.
Amen.
There will be no more infirmities in your land. And he'll give you a long life here on this earth.
Amen.
That's when you know him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, because he has set his love upon me,
yes.
Therefore I will deliver him.
Yes.
And I will set him on high. Because he had known my name. And he should call upon me.
Yes.
And I would answer him.
Yes.
And I would be with him in trouble.
Yes.
And I would deliver him and honor him. And with long life I would satisfy him. And I would show him my salvation.
Yes. Thank you.
Woo! Who don't want to know a God like that?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, call upon me in the day of trouble.
Mm.
And I will deliver you, and then you will glorify my name. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm giving him glory.
Hallelujah.
Because he's been so good.
Yes.
Amen. He's been so good, the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Psalm 55:22 says, give all your praise to the Lord. And he will not let the righteous slip and fall.
Amen.
He said he will not let the righteous slip and fall. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That means he said
hallelujah.
He will keep. He will keep you at perfect peace. Hallelujah, somebody. That means the righteous means that. You abide in his word and let the word abide in you.
Hallelujah.
That's the righteous. You do what the word says to you.
Yes.
Amen. That's the one that
amen.
Goes. Psalms 84:11, he says this right here. He said, those who walk upright in him, he will not withhold anything good from them.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. All we got to do is we want a God to bless us. We got to walk in his ways, and we got to fear him.
Amen.
Amen. And then he will not withhold anything
amen.
Good from us.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. I thank the Lord for this word tonight, and I hope somebody's been blessed. Walk in contentment. Stop worrying about things that you don't have. Thank God for what you already have. Amen. Go worrying about what you don't have, feel like chasing the wind.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Live a continual life. Be satisfied. That don't mean that you're going to stay there. Amen. Faith grows from faith to faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have to get to know our God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get to know him. He's really good. Amen. I know that.
Yes.
Amen. Because I see the manifestation in my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. He's a good God. But you got to get to know him. Know him for yourself. Job said, I search the scripture and I know him for myself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to seek him where he might be found. Amen. You ain't going to find him in no man.
Amen.
Amen. You find him in the Holy Book. That's why we gather right here. That's good news. Amen. God wants us to prosper. And the only way we're going to prosper, we got to know God. God said, may you prosper in all things. As your soul prosper and be in good health. Amen. Jesus Christ was a rich man. He wasn't no poor man. He became poor so we could become rich. He became nothing so that we could be something in him. He didn't become poor so we could be poor. Amen. He became poor so we could be rich. Rich in mercy. Rich in peace. Rich in prosperity. Prosperity just don't mean money. It means be made whole. I don't know your body. God wants us with the wealth and the health.
Amen.
He don't want you with the wealth and no health. Amen. He wants to be prosperous all over. Amen. Mind, body, and soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. That's what God wants. I know him. Amen. He wants us blessed coming in, blessed going out. Blessed in the city, blessed in the country, wherever you at. He wants us to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But to be blessed,
amen,
we got to walk in his ways and fear him. Amen. And be contented.
Amen.
Not worried about what you don't have. God says you got your help and your strength. Thank God that your wife is healed. And then thank God that your children is walking right. Thank God for that. Amen. Stop worrying about materialistic things. They will come. Amen. First seek first the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added to you. He said if you serve him and obey him, you will live your life in prosperity in this flesh. Amen. He said, guess what? He said, if we are obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah, somebody. Obedience. God blesses obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. And I just thank y'all tonight. I hope y'all been blessed. Amen. And to those who don't
amen
know God, hallelujah. God said, if you confess with your and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Lord and God raised him up from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. But it's a process that we have to go through.
Amen.
It's a process that we got to separate ourselves from Ray Ray, Pookie, and Aquino. We have to separate ourselves from among them.
Oh, glory.
Because the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And whoever wants to be friends with the world, make himself an enemy with God. He said, bad company corrupt good character.
Yes.
Amen? So we got to choose our friends carefully. Hang with the wise and you become wise. Amen? Don't hang with no fools. And I thank you and may God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that word. We want to thank Brother Kevin for that word. I pray that you all are going to be
muted. Hello?
Here.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Yes, we want to thank Brother Calvin for that message. Praise the Lord tonight. Who are you walking with? Man, we got to walk with those who are spiritually inclined that we may become wise in the word of God spiritually. We thank God for that message tonight, and I hope that those that are listening took that to heart, because I certainly did. It's a blessing to me, and so I truly hope it was a blessing to someone else. I give God the glory for that. When we're being truly fed with the truth, you know what I mean, with the truth, you know, it's so good to be able to do that, baby. And we start for that. We have Pastor Evangelist Allen. Are you there, Evangelist Allen? Evangelist Allen, are you there? I don't know if he's there, but anyway, we just give God the glory tonight.
Amen.
We thank God for it, and we just want to let him know. Meditate in our heart. We just give God the glory for that, and we just want to study the word for yourself. Get to know Jesus for yourself.
Amen.
Because as Brother Calvin said, you got to know him for yourself.
Amen.
You got to pray to him and get to know him. Get to know your God.
Right.
Get to know what he can do for you. We
Amen.
Tried him. Found out that he'll do just what he said he'll do.
Amen.
His word is truth.
Yes.
And his life.
Yes.
Not just truth and life. You know, so we want to share that with you tonight.
Yes.
And tonight we want to hear a fresh word. We thank God for it. We want to hear a fresh word from Minister Wolf. And we just want to pray God. And whatever God has put laid within her spirit for us, we just want to rejoice and give
yes.
God all the glory, all the glory
yes.
for him allowing
yes.
us to come together for such a time as this. Praise Jesus. Glory be to his name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I give God all the praise and all the glory. I'm excited about what God is doing on the airways.
Yes.
Dr. Hunter, I'm glad that God is divinely connected us to be able to share the word on the radio station
yes.
and to the radio
Amen.
Land. As Brother Allen would always say, radio land. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Some months ago, he said, you're going to be going on the airways. And he said, you're going to be traveling in the airways. And I didn't know what he was actually talking about, but now I know. Now I got a better understanding of what he's saying. Amen? Because it's manifesting.
Amen.
And I just give God all the glory for this day, for what he's doing in our lives and through our lives and for our lives. Because
Amen.
Surely he's doing it for our lives, so we couldn't do nothing on our own.
Amen.
And it's just waiting by the grace of God that God has done. Yes. Is Brother Kevin there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes. You go ahead on, Brother Calvin, and go ahead on, give us the word. We got you back on the airways. Go ahead.
Amen. I really would like to take the opportunity right now just to thank the Lord once again for us allowing us to be on the radio to talk to the people that don't know the Lord in the pardon of their sins. This word is not only for them, but it is for all of us that's feeding on the word of God. It's no matter if it's Jesus' wealth, it's still the word of God that we feed on. We feed our soul, and it is a blessing once again for us to go to the radio airs and compel the people that's on this radio to stay with the Lord no matter what. No matter what goes on in your life, how bad the situation may seem to be, there's always someone worse off than you. Always someone worse off than me. So I want to encourage you today to stay with the Lord. There is a word from the Lord, and if we go to the word of God in 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, we're going to be dealing with verse 19, 20, and 21. 1 Kings 18, verse 19, 20, and 21. A familiar passage. Amen. A familiar passage
Amen.
Today. In 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, verse 19, 20, and 21. The word of God is saying, Now therefore ascend and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Tamar, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the grove 400. Which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah
yes.
came unto all the people
yes.
and said, How long will ye halt? How long halt ye between two opinions? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we see right here that there's still the same thing that's happening right now in the world. There's still a halt between two opinions. A lot of people seem to think that Baal is going to be God when God is truly God. Amen. It's important that we know that which choice will you make?
Amen.
Which choice will you make? If you could have the following two houses, which would you choose? One is a beautiful house, furnished and complete with all your future needs. It is paid for, and you may live there as long as you desire. The other seems to have many attractive, but upon investigation, it is found to be bound for bankruptcy and disaster. Which of these homes would you choose? God created man with the liberty to choose good or evil. He can choose that heavenly home and be saved, or hell and be lost forever. In this power of choice, man has a wonderful opportunity and a privilege. Choosing is left up to him, and he may employ God's help in choosing rightly. He dare not halt between two opinions. No man can serve two masters. He cannot serve God and mammon. God has made provisions that all may choose to be saved. He can choose Jesus into his world, who was the true light, which lights every man that cometh into the world. In Matthew 21:28-31, we read of a father had two sons. The father came to the first and said, "Son, go to work today in my vineyard." He answered and said, "I will not." But afterwards he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, "I go, sir," and went not. Thus he see that the first son went and did his father's will, and the second one did not. There was a certain conflict in each. One gained what the other lost. There also was a conflict of the heart of every one to choose either the right or the wrong way. Man lost his right to live in the Garden of Eden by transgressing God's command. The human race then therefore fell into corruption and died a spiritual death. We see that man chose the home of that which was bound for bankruptcy and disaster. But God, through his love, has given everyone else another chance by sending his beloved son to die on the cross. If we believe in Jesus and repent of our sins, we shall not perish but have everlasting life. We can then be reinstated into the family of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. To become a child of God, you must have a change in heart and be born again. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. God did all he could to save you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die in your place. That if you choose, you will inherit that home prepared for you in heaven. You live in a time of opportunity between birth and death. During this time, you can prove your loyalty to God by making the right choice. Everyone will face death. After death, we will have passed from time to eternity. There will be no more grace, no time to make a choice. You have made the right choice. Where will you spend eternity? Where will your soul be in the hundreds and thousands of years from now? Eternity is without end. Wherefore, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. The doom of many has been sealed by neglecting to do the thing, choosing to know the Savior. How I only will be the great stinging of being lost. The Lord Jesus shall reveal from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. Many are deceiving themselves by believing that they may have another chance after this life. But the scripture teaches that in the place where the tree falleth, that it shall be. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in that which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whereby the world that has, whereby the world that was then, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment, prediction ungodly men. Your future happiness depends on whether you are saved or lost. If you are unsaved, stop and think. Where will you spend a never-ending eternity? Eternity is without end. Can you carelessly thinking as many do, the same time somehow things will work out all right? Do not make that fatal error. Neglect to be saved. Accept the sin. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And there shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternity.
Yes.
Which choice will you make? How long have you been going to be off between two opinions? It's a question that's being asked. You've been leaning upon your own understanding. You've been halted between two opinions. Elijah came to the prophets of Baal, which was 850 people, prophesying a lie, saying that it's going to get better. Same thing that's happening today in these churches. There's only going to be one way. The Lord has said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to heaven or see the Father but by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How long are you going to be halted between two opinions? It is important, I say, Radio Land, to my brother, my mother, my father, my grandfather, it's important that you make the right decision. Which choice will you make today? And we're imploring you, we're begging you today, make the right decision, and his name is Jesus. Because without Jesus, you're perished for eternity in the lake of fire. There won't be no water there. There won't be no drink. You'll be thirsty, you'll be dry, you'll be tormented for the rest of your life. And this word that's been preached today will be recognized upon you all the time. You'll remember it. How long are you going to be halted between two opinions? This is a choice where you can make today. You can choose life in eternity with Jesus Christ. Or you can listen to the 850 prophets of Baal telling you that this world is going to get better. There's going to be peace in this land, but there's not going to be any peace. The calamities that we see just naturally, so hearing it on the radio, seeing it on the streets, seeing it in your neighborhood, those are calamities that's being brought forth by the prophets of Baal. They're telling you a lie and telling you that society is just going to go on and go on, but that's not so. The Bible says that it's an appointed time for man wants to die, and you don't know how much time that you have, but what you do know now is that after death, there's eternity. You have either life everlasting with Jesus, or you have everlasting destruction in the lake of fire. And I'm begging you today, if you're not saved, you need to think about your life. Think about where are you going to spend eternity in your life, because eternity is forever. And I'm begging you today, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, if you're thinking about your sins are going to be covered, nobody really knows your sin. Well, God the Father already knows your sin. It's important that God has made a way by the blood of Jesus for us to repent of our sins when we come to the Father. It says, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins.
Amen.
I'm a sinner. I need to be reinstated into the family. I want to be reinstated. I miss you, Lord and Savior of my life.
Amen.
There's so many things that you could be doing for your choices, but it's the choice that you make right now. Tomorrow may not be promised, but the choice that you make right now is detrimental to your soul. Thousands of people die every day. Every second, people are dying. You don't have to be sick to die. You don't have to get in the car wreck. You don't have to get shot. You could just be walking down the street and collapse over because your time has come up. You don't know how much time that you have. But you're halted between two opinions. And one of those opinions is a lie from the pit from heaven in which says you have time. No man knows the day nor the hour and when the Son of Man is going to come. No man knows the day or the time or how it's going to happen that when you take your last breath.
Right.
So the Bible is stating us today, it says, the choice that you make while the blood is still running warm in your veins, this is the choice that you want to make. You want to choose Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. The one that came down from heaven, clothed and wrapped in the form of a man, to die for our sins, took up on our sins upon himself, that we may have a right to the tree of life.
Yes.
If you're confused about what's going on in your life today, if you're misunderstanding about where you're going in your life and why these things are happening in your life, why the calamities are happening, why the Lord all of a sudden took your father, and not a month later took your brother. If you're confused about why you hear that everything is happening to your children, why they're fighting and they're good children, these are some of the choices that you have to make, but the answer that you're seeking is in the Word of God. Every situation that you're going through, there's an answer in the Word of God. There's nothing that's acquainted to man that Jesus has not been familiar with. He's acquainted with every kind of grief situation of man. The reason why is because in Romans 2 and 1, it says, thou without excuse, O man. You won't have an excuse saying, well, Lord, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This is the time where you can give your life to Jesus. The time is now. The choices that you make right now, either choosing the house that's barely furnished with you or choosing the house that's headed for destruction and bankruptcy, is yours to make. God has put this choice in your hands. He said, choose who this day who you're going to serve. You have to choose. The Bible plainly says, it says, no man can choose two masters. You can't have both of them. You can't serve both of them. So you have to choose either life in Jesus Christ or choose the ways of destruction, hallelujah, with the devil. The way the world is going on right now is the way of destruction because there's not no peace in this land without Jesus. The reason why it's still going on right now is because God has held back the wrath that's coming up on this earth.
Come on.
He's held back, and it's for us to compel you to come to Jesus.
Amen.
No matter what, come to Jesus. No matter
Amen.
How bad your friends may dislike you, you still have a friend that's well capable of destroying all the world for your sake. The
Amen.
Bible says God be for you, but he's more than the whole world against you.
That's right.
And God is God. And
Amen.
There's nothing that the Lord can't do.
Amen.
Give your life to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the
Lord.
Amen.
Give your life to Jesus. The number that you can reach me at is 409-998-3801. You can see my messages on YouTube by Anchor in the Lord, Evangelist Kevin Allen. I beg of you today in the Lord Jesus Christ, give your life to Jesus. And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back into the hands of Dr. McCullough.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God bless
you. Who will you choose?
Amen.
Will you choose eternity in heaven, or will you choose it in hell? Who will you choose?
Amen.
We need to make that choice. We can't serve two masters.
Amen.
Can't serve two masters. We thank God for that because it just refreshes us, reminds us that we can't serve two masters. We gotta either be on the side with the Lord, with Jesus, or we're gonna be on the side with the devil. So either way, we gotta make a choice here. We gotta make a choice tonight. We can't join in with the world because the world is gone. I tell you, it's gone wild. Everything is about money. They're going to charge you up. They already got their God, so we don't need to join with them. Their God is their belly. Their God is their belly.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't no in between.
No in between.
Serve one or the other. One or the other. We want to thank Brother Allen for that message tonight.
Amen.
He'll be with us throughout the night. We thank God for him. We give glory and honor to God tonight. And like I said, and Brother Allen, who will you choose?
Amen.
Make a choice, because it may be too late. You never know.
Right. You never know.
But tomorrow is not promised. Even tonight is not promised. So we need to make a choice.
Amen.
Amen. And right now, we're going to ask if anybody needs prayer. Is there anybody that needs prayer? Anybody need prayer? Praise the Lord. Well, we know there people are listening and the word is going forth. We just thank you for being
Amen.
There, for listening. But sometimes just listening is a good thing.
Amen.
Be a good listener, the Bible says. And we want to be able to do that as well.
Hallelujah.
And right now we would like to have Minister Bridget Woods to give us the first word from the Lord. We give glory. I just want to thank God for all the men and women of God that are obedient, you know, and so willing to give a word of God. It's truly an honor, especially when the truth goes forth, because God's word is going to work, I can tell you. It will work. It will do what it says will do. Our words don't mean nothing, but God's word mean everything, and they will move. You just speak them. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And if you speak that word, God said, hey, he said, he speak it. Speak his words. He watch over them to perform them.
Right.
And then we can tell you it's true.
Amen.
So we're going to let Minister Bridget give us the word tonight, and we give glory and honor to God. All glory and honor to
yes,
God.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Father. Brother Allen, I was truly blessed by that word.
Oh, amen.
And we choose the Lord. We on the Lord's side. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise to Jesus. Thank the Lord for that word. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, and I'm just full tonight. I'm just thanking God for what he's doing in our lives and through our lives. It's just a privilege and an honor to serve the Most High God.
Amen.
I don't know about you out there in radio land, but this is a good place for God's people.
Yes, it is.
And we trying to do is just let you know that we're leaning on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Matter of fact, we're in the Lord, and the Lord is in us. And so we just thank God for who he is and what he's doing in our life. And it's just a blessed place that we're at. And we're just trying to tell you about the Lord so you'll know how to come and to receive him for yourself. So you'll taste and see that the Lord is good, too. We want you to taste it, too. We want to give you some portion, too, what he's giving us. We want to share. We want to share this grace with you to let you know that our God reigns and he rules forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name. To God be the glory tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I was, this week, I was looking at me, Dr. McCullen, and Minister Kelvin was sitting around the table, and we were discussing about the Lord, and I read a book for Acts, and I kind of laid my eyes on it, and the Lord was ministering to me. You know, the Holy Spirit I just believe he was really revelating that word to me. It's just like, It was coming off the page, Dr. Hunter, and I began to look at it, and it was I'm gonna go to the book of Acts 13:2, and this was Paul and vulnerable at the time, the name of Saul, and we're gonna talk about we are separated unto God. After you give your life to God, then we got to separate ourselves unto God, and this is our reading of service. We have to separate our life unto God.
Amen.
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 And I'm going to read number one. It's Acts 13:1. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there was a certain prophet and teacher, Barnabas and Saul, which was called Niger, Lucas, and Cyprus, and Manan, who had been brought up with Herod the churches and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, Look at that. As they minister to the Lord. So we got to minister to the Lord. As fast as the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me. That's what he said to us tonight. Now separate unto me. Amen?
Amen.
He said, now separate to me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called you. Tonight, some of you heard the word of God, and it fell on good ground in your heart, and you have tasted to see that the Lord is good. And now what the Lord has said to you, now separate unto me now. See, you have heard the word of faith. Now it's up to you what you're going to do with it.
Amen.
Amen.
And laid hands on them and sent them away. Thank you, Lord. So tonight we're going to be talking about we are separated unto God. Amen.
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 He separates you from the flesh. I heard the man of God say he separates you from Pookie and Ray Ray and all the rest of them. He separates you from the things of the world. He separates you from things that you know you were raised up doing and mom and dad's house and grandma's house and everybody else's house. He separates you from those things, from generational things, you know. So he separates us for his work, amen? Because the Bible says the work that we do is we do it unto God. And he says the Holy Spirit will separate you from the flesh for the work to which you were called to do. So that's what he did to Paul. And so he separated them like he's separating us tonight. So when the word has been preached, the word of faith, what it does is separate your spirit from your flesh, amen? So that's what it's all about tonight. God wants to separate us from the flesh, so the flesh won't have no dominion over you. Amen? Because he don't want to have dominion and power over you. He wants the spirit to rule and reign and have dominion and power over you. Amen? Amen. So let's go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 17, and let's see what it says. I like to go by the scripture because that's the way we can minister is through the scripture. Amen? Because God is inspired by his word. And we got to have the word if we want to inspire God. I don't know about you, but I want to inspire him tonight. Amen?
Amen.
2 Corinthians and 17. We're going to take our time tonight and almost stop a while and then let others come and we're just going to go back and forth, you know, until we all get filled up. Amen?
Praise
and start overflowing. Amen? I don't know about
Hallelujah.
You, but I'm coming for the overflow tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. God be the glory. Hey, amen, because it's available. And I want all
praise
that God has
name.
Me. And my house in Jesus' name. So therefore, 2 Corinthians 6 and 17, praise the Lord, to God be the glory. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17 says, for we are not as many spreading the word of God, but as sincere, but as for God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Amen? That's 2 Corinthians, well, that's good, too. I was in 2 Corinthians 2 and 17, but I want to go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. That's how the word doing it. Sometimes you just got to flow. You just have to go with the flow. You just have to go with the spirit. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. Okay. It says, therefore, come out among them and be you separate, says the Lord. Look at that. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate to the Lord. See, when God brings you out of a thing, when he calls you to himself, the Holy Ghost is the one that calls us out. He calls us out of the world so we can live our life unto God. Amen? He said, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. Because, well, you come out, God will clean you up, and then when he cleans you up, he don't want you to touch nothing that's unclean. Amen? Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my son and daughter, says the Lord Almighty. Amen? Now, let's go to Galatians. See, this is what it's all about. He wants us to be sons and daughters unto the Father. And the only way to be done to do that, we got to be separated unto God. Amen? We got to be called out. And when Jesus, when he walked the earth, he always called his disciples to himself, those that he wanted. And I want to tell you tonight, man and woman of God, I tell you, you might not know who you are in Christ. You might not know your identity, but I'm here to tell you that you are a son and daughter of the Most High God. And God wants you to be separated from the world. He wants you to come out of the world and be separated unto him so he can clean you up and then he can sanctify you unto himself, and then he want to give you an inheritance. He can't give you a inheritance when you got the world and the things of the world in your spirit. He want to clean you up so he can dress you up. Amen? Dress you up for the role of righteousness. Amen? That's what he wants to do tonight. He wants to dress you up because you are the king of, the Bible says we are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation to God. And so that's what he wants to do. Galatians 1 and 15 says, to God be the glory. Galatians 1 and 15, it says, but when it pleases God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. He did Jeremiah the same way. He said, but when it pleases God. See, we have to please God. We please God with our faith when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as the scriptures say. And then it pleases God. He said, who separated me from my mother's womb? See, it's the Holy Spirit that separates us from the womb of our mother. Amen. And call us through his grace. So we've been called through the grace of God. Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. He said, you know, when Moses came, he said he came up under the law. You know, we're not living up under the law no more. We're living under truth and grace now. Jesus is our grace. He's favor between him, God and him. He give us favor with the Father. Amen. So we receive that grace tonight. Receive that favor tonight on our life. Amen. Because that's what God, it pleases God. We want to do what pleases the Father. Amen? That's what we're here to speak to you tonight. Out there in Radio Land, we want to please the Father. And so, therefore, when we please the Father, the Bible says, then we be called through his grace. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit that separates from the flesh. Man cannot separate himself from the flesh. It is God who do that. We tried our money, we tried our houses, our land, we tried everything to separate us from ourselves. We found out it don't work that way. It takes God to separate us from the flesh. In our own strength, we couldn't do it because we had a sentence of death in our own self. 1 Corinthians 1 and 9 tells us that. We had a sentence in ourselves. We had death in ourselves. So we could separate our life by ourselves. So we need God to do that. And we need the Holy Ghost to come in and separate us because we need the power of Christ to do it. Amen? Amen. Romans 15, it says, Paul said the same thing. Paul said this word, but when it pleases God who separated me from my mother's womb and called through his grace. Now 16 says, it says to reveal his son. So when he called us through his grace, then he's going to do the next thing he's going to do. He's going to reveal his son in him. Amen. That we might preach him among the Gentiles like we're doing tonight. That's what God said to us. Out there in the world, we were doing everything in the other world. We were living for the world and everything. But God, when the Lord called us, he sought us out. We didn't seek him, but he sought us out. Thank God that he's seeking out people today. Like he's doing tonight, he's seeking you out. He's calling you to himself. He's calling you to his grace. He's calling you to his holiness. He's calling you to his righteousness. He's calling you to his love. He's calling you to his joy. He's calling you to his peace. But it's up to you to receive the peace, the grace that he's making available to you tonight. Amen? He said, to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately confirm with flesh and blood. So therefore, we don't confirm with flesh and blood and the world and things of the world because we get all we confirm by the Spirit. The Spirit is the one that leads and guides us and teaches all things when he calls us to himself. He renew our mind. Paul had a revelation of that, Romans 12 and 1 and 2. He said, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing your mind. So when God calls you, you got to renew your mind. Your mind can't stay the same as you was when you was in the world, because being that way, that's not being a renewed mind. That means you still got your old mind, your old man, your old clothes. And God wants us to have a new mind. And that's what he's calling us to do tonight, to speak to your mind. So your mind can be renewed to the spirit of that word so you can live by the spirit of that word. Amen? Amen. It says, to reveal the Son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confirm with flesh. So therefore, we don't have to confirm with the world what God says because God has already given us his spirit to speak a word to his people. Amen? Amen. Isaiah 49, let's go, Isaiah 49 and 1. Let's read that. Mm-hmm. Prophet Isaiah. I love the book of Isaiah. I'm going to take my time because I'm going to there are some, you know, we have to be patient with others because we know everybody can't flip that book. And we don't want to leave nobody behind. We want everybody to get this because this is God doing it. It's the moment in our eyes. Amen? Isaiah 49:1 says, praise you, Jesus. You got it, Dr. McCullough, because I want you to see that. Amen. It says, listen, O Coulter, to me, and take heed, you people from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. So when God calls you, he's going to call you from the womb. Amen. From the matron of my mother, he has made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. So when he begins to call you from the womb, the next thing he's going to take up is your mouth. Because your mouth got to be transformed. Your mouth can't stay speaking the same doubt and unbelief what you've been speaking when you was in the world. Your mouth ought to speak faith. Amen. Romans 10:8 says, the faith that we preach Christ. We preach Christ. We preach his goodness and his kindness and his mercy. We preach about him. Amen. So therefore, he said, number two, and he has made my mouth like a sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me. Thank you, Lord, that he's hiding us. Psalm 91 tells us that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And we're abiding in the shadow of the Almighty God. Amen. Of his wings. He said he hired us. See, when you speak God's word, that word has so much light and power, and it'll hide you from your enemy. Amen. Your enemy ain't going to be able to touch you because you are hidden in Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Amen. And he said, and he made me myself, and the quiver has hidden me. So therefore, tonight we are hidden in Christ, but we speak this word that every man can touch our life. Now, he might try to come and deter you, but he ain't going to be able to succeed because Jesus said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Why? Because he has hidden us in his hand. Amen? His grace, his mercy, his truth. Hey, glory to God. I heard the man of God say when the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, the Lord built a wall of fire around them. The pillar of fire, and the enemy couldn't touch him. And that's tonight while we're preaching and while we're speaking the word of God to you, God is hiding you. He will hide you when you receive this word by faith. He will hide you where the enemy can't touch you. He will hide your family where the enemy can't touch them. And so that's what it's all about tonight. God want to hide us in his grace. Amen. And then it says, Isaiah 51:16. It's right on the call. Amen. 51:16. Thank you, Father. And I have put my word in your mouth. See, when you come to the Lord, when the Holy Ghost begins to call you out, seek you out, then the Lord's going to call you, and then he's going to begin to put his word in your mouth. Because Romans 12:1 tells us that. I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy to God, which is your reasonable service. And then he, number two, he's going to say it, Romans 12:2 said, and be not conformed to this world. That means you got to renew your mind to the word so you can speak God's word, so God's word can be God in your life. Jesus wants to be Lord in your life. And the only way he can be Lord in your life, you got to speak the word of God, so the word of God will become Lord in your life. When you believe it by faith, when you're standing in truth and righteousness, when you're declaring his word, and that's what it's all about tonight. He wants you to be able to hear so you can renew your mind, so you would think like God, so you have the mind of Christ. And when you have the mind of Christ, you will speak God's word for your life and for your family and for us.
Amen.
And I have put my words in your mouth, and I cover you with the shadow of my hand that I may plant to heaven. Now, we're going to work tonight. I'm going to say, like, I'm going to speak a little bit here, and then I'm going to give some other opportunity to speak because, like I say, it's a lot of bread at this table, and it's a lot to go around. And we just want everybody to get filled tonight, full off this word, because you're going to need it for the journey. Amen? It says, I cover you with the shadow of my hand that I might place the heaven, lay the foundation of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Now, Isaiah 51:16, it said that's why we have to speak God's word so God can cover us when the enemy comes. He cannot see us. He cannot attack what he can't see. Amen? Because he's fleshly. Amen? We're in the spirit. We walk in the spirit. He can't touch you in the spirit realm. He can't come behind the bed. He can't come there. So therefore, God will cover us with his mercy. And wherever God's mercy is, the enemy can't touch where God's mercy is. Amen? That's why it was a blind man. He said, a son of David, have mercy on me. Come with mercy. When Jesus has mercy, he come on the scene. And when Jesus on the scene, the devil got to flee. Amen? So Jesus is the word of God. Amen? He's the God. Amen? He's but we have to speak God first so God can cover us when the enemy comes. He cannot find no power because we are hidden fighting. Amen? See, but there's no fault. The enemy ain't got no accuser. He can't accuse you if there ain't no fault there, amen? He's looking for fault. The Bible says he's accused of the fault. He's trying to find fault, amen, in God's word. The devil is a lie. It says, you remember what he found no fault with this man? When the Jews brought him to Pilate, he turned around and said to the Jews, he said, I found no fault in this man. What y'all talking about? Amen? And then he said, see, when we are covered with the shadow of his hand, the Lord will plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth. God plant his word in our heart. That is what he's talking about in heaven. Right. We are seated in heavenly places. When we give our life to Christ, when the Holy Spirit separates us and calls us to God, then we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then when we're seated in that place, then God begins to plant his word in our heart.
Right.
Amen? Because he said he wants that word in your heart. Amen? He said God planted his word in our heart with his spirit. And then he laid a foundation in the earth which he spoke. So when he put it in our heart, then the earth gonna speak.
Amen.
We are the earth. We speak for God's word been planted in our heart by the spirit. Amen?
Amen?
The spirit of the living God. It's live. It's alive. It's alive. Amen? It says that's
Amen.
What we have to And that's what God is doing tonight. He's planting his word in heaven in your heart. So when it's working in your heart, when it gets grounded and rooted, you'll be able to speak what's in heaven. Amen? We are still
Amen.
To see our fight Jesus. Ephesians 2 and 4, write that down. So you can go back for your reference so you'll have that. Amen? Ephesians 3 and 20, let's go to Deuteronomy 18 and 18. Well, now let's back that up. Ephesians 3, 20, let's go there and see what Ephesians is. Because we have to do it by the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's in charge. He's the one that do the work in us and through us for Christ. Amen? It's for Christ's sake that he's doing this for us. Amen? And we thank God because we don't talk about so much about the Holy Ghost, but he have a work to do in us.
Amen.
And so we give him to a right tonight. We tell him to do what he wants to do. Amen? Because we want the life of Christ in us so we can live by that light. So we can bear witness. So we can be a witness for that light. Amen? In the earth. Ephesians 3 and 20. When you get there, from the God say amen.
Amen.
It says, now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. And it says, Ephesians 3 and 20. Praise the Jesus. And it says, to him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus ever and ever. So therefore, it's the Lord. It's the Lord that wants to work in us. Amen. Praise to Jesus. So it was the holy apostles and prophets. Ephesians 3 and 20. It was 3 and 20. I'm sorry. Ephesians 3 and 20. It said, having been built on the foundation of the apostles, then you are not, you will not steal my thoughts. You will not steal what this word that God has given
you.
I thank you, Father. Ephesians 3 and 20. Having been built on the foundation. See, we were talking about God laid the foundation in the earth. The foundation on the earth was the people. The people of God. We are the people of God, so he laid his foundation in us. His foundation, it says, now, therefore, it says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. See, Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of that foundation. Can't no other man lay it no other way but the way that Jesus Christ laid it. And it has to be laid by truth. It has to be laid by his word. Amen? So we can stand up on it. Amen? In whom the whole building is together, going to a holy temple of the Lord, in whom you also being built together for the dwelling of God in the Spirit. Thank you, Father. That's what the Lord is saying. God planted his Spirit, which is his word, in our heart, so our heart can speak from heaven, from the Spirit of the word he planted in heaven. Amen? That's what it's all about.
Amen.
We speak from here and heaven when he's planted in our heart. You can't speak from heaven if you're not in heaven. And too many people try to speak on earth and don't have his word from heaven to speak. Amen? Amen. It
Amen.
Says, Psalm 18 and 18. Now we can go there. To God be the glory.
Preacher.
Yes.
Thank you.
I will raise up from them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all I command him. Amen. It is God's word that gives the command. His name is Jesus. He's the commander chief. He's the chief cornerstone. He is the chief cornerstone. He gives the order to do a thing. For our steps are ordered by the word to do a thing, for we are not our own. For we belong to him. Jesus Christ is his name. God planted his spirit, which is his word in our heart. So I speak from heaven, from the spirit of his word, he planted in our heart. Amen. Our words have to match his word. If our words ain't matching his word, it ain't his word. It's not his fault. The minister going to say it's false. That's what it is. If it ain't truth, it is false. Amen. It's a lie. So we don't live by lie, we live by truth. Our words have to match his word in heaven, not our word. Praise God for that, somebody. If someone speaks to you and they say their word and not God's word for his spirit in heaven, then they are not from God. But another spirit, which is not God. That's why the Bible says in 1 John, try the spirit by the spirit and see if that spirit is from God. What he said, try that word by the word and see if that word is from God. Because every word that's spoken ain't from God. Amen? We gotta tell the truth to the people. How else would they know? They come out here and hearing the word of what truth. Amen. That's why we have to have a spirit to discern the spirit from the flesh. For the flesh do not serve God, but their mouth is, and their belly is full of lies and deceit. They don't know God. It is only they serve God for the heart, with their heart and with their mouth. And that word of that is the word of faith. That's Romans 10 and 8. Write that down. John 6:63. Jesus says, "The flesh comes nothing. It's the spirit that gives life." The spirit of God's word that gives life.
Amen.
It makes you whole. They hear you. Amen. It delivers you. It sets you free. I don't know about you. I know what it did for me. Amen. I am a living witness. I am a witness. Amen. 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 Jeremiah 1 and 7. Let's go there and see what he says. Let's go to the prophet. My house. Amen. I let him come to Jeremiah's house. Oh, yes. He had a work to do in that house. Amen. Like we got a work to do in this house. Amen. To God be the glory tonight. I say to God be the glory tonight.
Amen.
Jeremiah, oh, glory to God. Jeremiah 1:7 says, the word that came to Jeremiah for the Lord said, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim this word. He said, this word.
Stand in the gate.
He didn't say our word. He didn't say man word. He didn't say a bubble word. He didn't say common word. He didn't say the male word. The city administration word, he said, hear the Lord's word. Who word are you going to hear tonight? Is it going to be the Lord's word or is it going to be man word? We need to hear the word of the Lord because too much is going on in the world today that people need to hear a sound word.
Amen.
They need to hear a lively word. Amen. They need to hear faith. They need to hear God speak to them because they got issues. And it's time out for playing church. We got to be the glorious church that God has called us to be. Amen. And how we going to be that? We got to speak truth into the hearers of the people. The Bible says, spare not. He said, speak this word. The Lord teaches us. He told us to speak of what they want to hear and they don't want to hear. You know, some people ain't going to want to hear truth, but we got to speak truth because then when you have an opportunity to receive truth, if you want truth. And I believe, precious people of God, tonight on Radio Land, that you want truth because you wouldn't be on the airwaves. You weren't seeking for truth. We're to seek out truth. Amen. So thank
Amen.
God tonight for speaking God's truth tonight. It says, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter in at these gates of worship the Lord. The only way you're going to worship God, you got to worship him in truth. You got to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Praise God for Jesus. And then it says, praise to Jesus. And then it says, let's read 17. Jeremiah 17. You right there. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Let's do this
because I'm gonna stop. I need to do this. Let's go to Romans 8:5-10. And after I do this, then I'm gonna turn it back over to Dr. Zalora because this word is God wants to do something in the hearts and the minds. And I'm gonna give everybody an opportunity to speak tonight because this is not a one man show. This is not a man show. This is God's business. And God is serious
Amen.
About his. Amen. Let's go to Romans.
Amen.
8, 5, and 10. Praise Jesus. 5 and 10. It says, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, see, he's got to dwell in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life. See, when Jesus raised you from the dead, he's going to give you some life. He's going to give you some peace. He's going to give you some joy. But you got to receive him by faith. You got to come to him. You got to cry out to him. You got to come to him. You got to seek him. Why he may be found, and you find him through his word. And then when you come to the word is going to separate you from the world and the things of the world. You got to spend some time, you got to spend some quality time meditating on the word. Day and night, like he told Joshua 1 and 8. He said, meditate on my word, and then you will become successful. Amen? So we have to meditate on God's word, because when you meditate, it's going to separate the spirit from the flesh. And everything that's not like God in your life, you begin to see it perish away. It begins to leave you. It got to go because it can't stay in the house where you're dwelling in the household of the Lord. Amen? And the word separates you from the flesh. Amen? It says, Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Praise you, Jesus. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're giving you this word so your spirit can rise up and hold fast to the word so therefore, flesh can die. We want sin to die. We don't want sin in our life because when Jesus said when he come back, when he find anybody with faith without the cares of the world. And we don't need cares because cares involve you of your blessing. When God comes and he begin to want to bless you and begin to want to pour out his blessing upon you, then the thief will come in to steal it if you ain't dwelling in Christ. That's why the Lord told us to dwell in him. So we can have eternal life. Eternal life with God to keep you from the evil one. The evil one will be able to get in to steal and plunder you when God blesses you. That's why you have to renew your mind to the word. So the word can be standing. It can be standing firm in your faith. And you can be steadfast, unmovable, bound in the work of the Lord. So when the trials and tests come, they won't be able to offset you. They won't be able to deter you, to stop you from doing what God calls you to do in these last and terrible days. But see, it's trouble for the world, but it ain't trouble for us. I got to say that again. It's trouble for the world, but it ain't trouble for us. And John 15, 1 and 8, let's go there. And this will be my last scripture. And I'll take up from where I leave off at. John, praise you, Jesus. John 15, 1 and 8. Thank you, Father, for your word tonight. I give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord God, for what you're doing in our life and through our life. Amen. Let's see what the Lord says. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that he bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear much fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. See, when the word comes, it will clean you up. It will clean you up all the way up from head all the way down to your toes. It will clean you up. He said, you are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. See, when Jesus speaks to you, he's going to clean you up. That's why when he separates you, he's cleaning you up. That's the next step he's going to do. The reason why he separates you from the world because he wants to clean you up, because he wants to use it for his glory. Some of y'all been called to a holy call. And there's something called, some of you going to be prophets, some of y'all going to be teachers, some of y'all going to be evangelists. Some of y'all going to be pastors, apostles. You know, he's calling you to a holy call. And the only way that you can serve him, you got to serve him in the true calling. Amen? It said, abide in me and I in you, and you will bear, and the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. You abide in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. See, without that word, without Jesus, you can't do nothing. That's why we need the Lord on our side. That's why we got to seek him and call on his name daily. And we got to ask him of his will, what he have us to do, what he have us to say, where he have us to go. Because he knows the way. Jesus said he knows the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the way. He's the way of life. And he says, if anyone does not abide in me, in my word, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. You don't want to wither tonight. You don't want to be cast out. So receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. You out there on radio land. Receive him because he comes to you to let you know you don't have to perish. But you can have life and have it more abundantly. He said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said he comes to give you life more abundantly. See, go ahead and receive the life more abundantly for your life tonight. Because that's what he's come for, to give you life more abundantly in Jesus' name. And he said, if anyone does not abide in my word, let's say his word, because Jesus is the word. He's the word. He is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burnt. Because he can't use it in the kingdom of God. God don't use flesh. He only can use his spirit. Amen? So we have to be spirit. We got to be born again. Amen? We got to be sanctified unto the Lord. And it's the spirit of the Lord that does that. And the Holy Spirit comes and sanctifies our hearts when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scriptures say. Amen? It's called to us for righteousness. If you're abiding me and my words abiding you, you will ask what you desire. See, a lot of times we be asking, but we be asking in the midst because we're not asking in the faith. And if we don't know what the words say, seek out the scriptures, and the Lord will begin to show you what to pray for. You say, well, I don't know how to pray the scriptures like somebody else. You know, I'm just getting the word. I don't know how to go to the scriptures. But if you ask the Lord with a sincere heart, he will take you to the scriptures. He'll put somebody on your pathway. He'll send an angel and drop it in here and say, this is how you pray. And you pray. This is how I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you have given your word. I call it to John 15 and 7. You say, if I abide in you, Lord, and if I abide in you, and your words abide in me, I can ask what I desire, and it shall be done for me. Now, listen, when you ask, you can't ask for the world, the things of the world. You got to ask for in faith. It got to be his will, what you're asking for. It can't be outside his will. So if you ask outside his will, you ain't going to get it. Come on now. You can't ask outside of it. You got to ask what's in his will. Amen?
Amen.
He said, that's what God is telling us tonight. He said, but this is my Father. He said, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. And so tonight, that's what it's all about. Jesus wants you to be his disciple. He wants you to be the disciples of the Father, so you can bear much fruit for the kingdom of God. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, once you say yes, Lord, and amen, once you receive Romans 10 and 9 and 10, the Bible says you confess, you know, the Bible says if you confess with your heart and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. He said with the mouth, one confesses to salvation. So with salvation means you got to open up your mouth and you got to say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me, Father. Because he said you ask him for forgiveness. According to 1 John 1 and 9, he said, you will ask him to forgive you. He'll faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' mighty name, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you and encourage you in his grace. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
I tell you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a word from the Lord. From the Lord.
What a word.
I want to thank God. That is. I've truly been blessed tonight. I'm truly glad I was able to eat at this table,
amen.
You know, and share this bread. I just give God all the glory for it because I know it's his doing when we are fed like this. We can eat at a table, eat at this table, and feast at it, and be full.
Amen.
We can be full. This is truly, truly a blessing. I just want to give God all the glory for it. I thank God for it. And I pray that those out here in Radio Land have heard the word of God and meditate on it. Meditate on it.
Yes.
I did. That's what I do. I meditate on it. When it's something that I don't know, I seek the Lord. I seek it out. I search the scripture.
That's right.
If I still can't understand, I tell the Lord, Lord, show me. You said, I see you through your two words. Show me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just truly a blessing that God's word is just what it is. It's truth and it's life. And if you speak those words, and I was telling somebody just on yesterday, I want to be around positive people.
That's right.
See, because the thing about it is, life and death is in the power of tongue. And those things that you speak, if they're negative, that's all you can receive. That's why a lot of people are so downtrodden because all day long is negative people. We know that we have. Some of us have jobs that we have to go to, but stand your ground. Keep the word of God with you. Let them know that you stand for Christ.
Amen.
Let them know that.
Amen.
And don't give in to the cares of the world.
Amen.
Don't give in to it. Don't
Amen.
Give in to
Amen.
It. Because I know it's a struggle sometimes, and it's hard. Even when you own your job or wherever
That's
out
right.
in the world, people can tempt you.
That's
and
right.
So we have to meditate on the word of God. Get it up in your heart. The Bible says, write it up on the tablet of your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And in due season, when those trials, tribulations, and all those things come up, you got a word.
You got a word.
You got some bread left. All your bread ain't gone. You got some bread that you can use.
Amen.
We just praise God tonight. I thank God for the first word. It's just truly, truly a blessing. At this time, we're going to ask if anybody have in need of prayer. Man, I tell you, it's so awesome. If you're needing prayer, right now is the time.
Amen.
Right now is the time. The Spirit is high in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And we want anybody who wants prayer. If you want prayer, we just want to be here for you. Because we had someone there for us to pray for us and to get us where we are. And we began to fellowship with Christian people. You know, God's people. We began to fellowship with them. Ask God. If you don't know, ask God. I ask about the Lord. Where are your people? I don't know where they are, but you do. Connect me with them and them with me so I can fellowship. You know, I can be connected with the word of God. And so that's what you can do if you don't know him. Ask God. He said he won't have you ignorant. I can tell you that. So ask him. And he'll feed you. He will feed you. He'll give you what you need.
Amen.
He's not like man. He won't tell you, yeah, I'll give it to you and turn his back on you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
So if anybody out there needs prayer, please, please, please do so. Ask for prayer. We're here tonight. We're here tonight.
Amen.
But at this time,
amen.
There's none. Does anybody have anything to say? Anybody want to say a word or speak a word? Or I have a question that has been plundering your mind. I know sometimes I have questions and I go and seek it out. I seek the Lord out and he'll lead me to take a drink. You know what I'm saying? He'll lead me to where to take a drink at, you know. So, you know. Yes, the confirmation of his word, and it's just truly, truly a blessing to know that. Even if you don't right now, you're not able to speak up or don't want to speak up, that's okay, too, because we see God's word go anywhere. It doesn't make any difference. It'll go anywhere.
Amen.
Dr. McClellan,
go to Isaiah 55 and 1, please.
Isaiah 55 and 1, okay.
Uh-huh. Isaiah 55 and 1. And what does it say?
Uh-huh.
55
and
1? Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. My Bible. I'm sorry, didn't hear you.
That's all right.
Come on.
What did it say? 55:1.
This is the word. So everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters, and he that had no money, come ye buy and eat. Ye come buy wine, milk, without money and without price. Boy, isn't that wonderful? You don't even have to have money. You don't even have to have
that's
money.
That's a word from the Lord for somebody tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, truly
amen.
A blessing.
Because it was Jesus speaking in the Old Testament. He was being prophesied by Isaiah. Isaiah was saying what the Lord would tell him to say. God was following, he said, him that thirsts, let him come and drink of the water freely.
Amen.
That's the way he would say it that day. Ho, 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 ho. He that is thirst.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Somebody's thirsty. The more they want to walk with the Lord, I know I do. I want
Amen.
More of the Lord to walk in me.
Amen.
I want to do more of the Lord in me. I want the Lord
Amen.
To use me like never before because the
Amen.
Time that we live in, time that now knows don't know it like it used to, because each day it comes closer and closer. Just the other night, I was on the way home and I watched the moon last night as though I could put it in my hand. Hallelujah. Who is thirst? Let him come. Let him come. Let him come. And buy. You ain't got to pay for it. You ain't got to pay for it. It's free. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is free. The living water.
Yes.
Jesus said in John, he says, him that thirst, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Jesus was alive. He said, come. He's alive. He came alive and spoke in John. And Jesus said also in John, he said, if you think you have eternal life, search the scriptures, for in them I am found. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I took that word by the Lord, so that word was somebody tonight. God bless y'all. I'll go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, this is a word from the Lord, and I thank God for his truth. It's just truth that's going forth tonight, because somebody needed this tonight. Somebody needed to hear that. And we needed to be reminded as well. So we give God the glory for it. We thank God for reminding us, refreshing us for as what he's doing in this day and hour, not only in our lives, but those who believe in their lives as well.
Amen.
And God is getting ready to do a greater work than what he's doing right now. For those that believe, we give God the glory tonight.
Amen.
That God's word may go out and go forth. And those who will hear God's word will receive it in their heart.
Yes.
At this moment, we're going to ask if anybody have any prayer requests. Any prayer requests? No prayer requests. We just give God the glory that the word is going out, the truth. The truth, even at this moment.
Amen.
Even you listening, you still... That's a blessing. Just to be a good listener, that as well.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to turn it over to Brother Calvin. He has a first word for us from the Lord, and we're just blessed tonight. Truly, truly blessed. And I thank God for allowing us the opportunity to bring forth his word and to be good listeners and committed to doing God's will. It's just truly, truly a blessing. Here's Brother Cap.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. God is a good God.
Yes,
amen.
Is.
Amen.
I mean, I love the Lord, you know. And, you know, and I learned that when I was in the flesh, I had a desire to do good things, but it was a part of me, what was right and what was wrong. So I had a fight within, and I found out, I got to know Jesus. I needed the power of the Holy Ghost to control my desires in the flesh. The power of the Holy Ghost. And when you're walking in the Holy Spirit, you have dominion over the flesh. Amen? Because the scripture says in Galatians 5 and 24, those who have been crucified Christ, they desires and passions have been crucified. That means that it's not me who live, but Christ who lives in me. And I live my life for who dies for me. And that's Jesus. So if a person wanted to live, he got to die. And if you don't die, you can't live. And if you don't die to your flesh, you cannot have and life. And that's why the scripture tells us that you have to be born again. Really, you have to be born twice. You were born twice because you were born from a natural birth into a spiritual birth. From Adam to the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so if when you're born again, you have a new heart. God has taken that old soul heart out and put in a heart of flesh. And that heart of flesh, that's the one that fear God and walk in his ways. That is Ezekiel 19. And he said, whoever's in Christ, he's a new creation.
Yes.
All things have faith. Behold, all things have come new. Now, all things are of God. That means that I am a new person. And right now, I'm going to talk about banned fruit. Banned fruit. How do a person bear fruit?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to go to John 5. A lot of people like got to have
you got over there?
Just a while ago, I can't.
Yeah,
well.
Okay.
Well, you have to have a whole lot of followers to bear fruit. Can you hear me, Dr. Hunter?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Praise God. Bear fruit for God. And Jesus said in John 15:1, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
Amen.
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he take away. So if we ain't bearing fruit for God, he said he going to take us away. Amen? And every branch that bears fruit, he proves that it might bear worse fruit. Amen? And how do we get pruned? We examine ourselves to see if we walking in faith.
Amen.
See if we walking in the ways of the Lord and reverence him.
Amen.
Amen. And if we see anything, amen, our walk is not pleasing God, we confess it.
Amen.
That's what we got 1 John 1:9 for.
Amen.
He said if we confess our sins, if we acknowledge, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we being pruned. So we bear more fruit for God. Amen? That it might bear more fruit. And said, you are already clean because of the words which I have spoken to you. If you apply the word, if you abide the word in you and the word abide in you. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. You cannot do one of yourself unless it abides in the vine. That's Jesus. Neither can you unless you abide in me.
Amen.
He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. Without me, you can't do nothing. That means without Jesus, we cannot do nothing. We cannot prosper without Jesus. We cannot be successful without Jesus.
Amen.
We can't be free without Jesus.
Amen.
Amen? Jesus is the bread of life.
Amen.
He that had a son has life.
Amen.
He who does not have a son ain't got no life. Amen? Like I said, to bear fruit, you got to die so you can live. Dying means you got to die to your old way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And bear fruit.
Hallelujah.
If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire. And they are burned. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it's just like the people of the world. If they don't abide in the word, and the word not abide in them, they're going to hell. Hallelujah. God don't want them to go to hell. God loved them. Because God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. He also said in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will add whatever you desire.
Amen.
And it shall be done for you.
Amen.
Now, for God to hear my petition when I pray, I got to be abiding in the word, and the word got to be abiding in me. Then I can ask the Father whatever I need, and he will hear my request,
Amen.
And then he will give me whatever I ask for.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the way God operates. By this, my Father is glorified. Now, this will glorify the Father, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. You can't bear fruit for God living any kind of way.
Come on now.
You can't bear. Listen, if you're a religious person, you cannot bear fruit for God. Amen. Some people say that they are a sinner in a Christian church. You cannot be a sinner in a Christian church. It's just like serving two masters. You can't serve two.
Hallelujah.
Either you're a Christian or either you're a sinner. Listen, it ain't no in between. You either on the Lord's side, you either on the devil's side. Hallelujah, somebody. Today I want to talk to you about bearing fruit. And the Bible says, Matthew 12:33, he says, make the tree good, and its fruit will be good. Make the tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. What that means is, if we're going to serve God, serve it. If you're not going to serve it, just go and do like you want to do. Amen? Amen. That's what God was talking about. He said, make the tree good, and its fruit will be good. Or make the tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. That's the way you live your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me say this right here. Jesus said, I'm light of the world. And whoever shall follow me shall not walk in darkness.
Thank you, God.
That means walk in sin.
Amen.
Darkness is sin.
Amen.
Light is knowledge. Hallelujah. And Christ said that, Matthew 5:16, that we are light of the world. We're like a city that's sitting on top of the hill that cannot be hit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Some people say, hey, I want you to get out of my business. Listen, when you're a Christian, you ain't got no business. No business in the world business. We don't have our light up under the sand. We put it on top of the sand for the whole world to see.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, the power of God is not in the talk, in the fancy talk. The power of God is living God's power.
Amen.
And if you can live it, you can bear fruit for the kingdom of God.
Okay.
Some people just going around with a whole lot of words.
Hallelujah.
Don't mean nothing. It's how you live. People, guess what? They probably don't read the Bible, but they can read you how you live. Hallelujah, somebody. God wants to live it. Now, if we're going to talk it, we ought to walk it. If we're going to preach it, we should live what we preach.
Amen.
If we can't live what we preach, you need to stop preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For all you're doing is making a fool out of yourself. Hallelujah. We got to count the cost and see what we got to give up.
Thank you,
God. A whole lot of people more than calls. He said, many will call, but few will trouble. Some people just rage. Preacher went down to anointing. Call the people to error in their faith. Hallelujah. They're going to pay for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has called them. They called them into the ministry.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. That's why it says, let not many of us become teachers. And come, that means come on your own. That's what he was talking about. Come on your own. Hallelujah. God said, resist the proud, but I give grace to the humble. God didn't tell us to exalt ourselves. He said, I will exalt you in due time. Wait on the Lord to exalt you. What's in the hurry for? Hallelujah, somebody. God wants to bear fruit. You can't bear no fruit being in a hurry. You got to get crucified. Jesus was crucified. That flesh got to die. We don't bear fruit. We got if we don't bear fruit, if we don't die, we can't bear no fruit. We got to die to our old men. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Paul said, when I come to you, I didn't come to you just in word. Hallelujah. But you know by the way I live among you. Hallelujah. You know about the way he lived among you. In other words, he came in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, somebody. In the power of the Holy Ghost. Paul said, I didn't come just talking to you. I come walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. And you know that by the way I lived among you. That's how Paul bare fruit. Hallelujah. He was blameless before God. He was righteous before God.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. James 1:22, the scripture said, be hearers and doers of the word of God. We got a whole lot of hearers, but they ain't doers. God can be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. He said, those who hear the word and don't do what it says, he said, like a man looking at himself in the mirror, and when he walks away, he forgets what himself looks like. He deceived and trying to deceive somebody else. But thank God for the discerner.
Thank
God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
But he goes on to tell us in James 1:25, he that look off into the perfect law of liberty, and do not forget what he heard, and be a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Because he hears the word of God and he does what he says. He don't just hear the word, he applies what he done heard. Hallelujah, somebody. Jesus said in Luke 11:28, most blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Most blessed are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice. Hallelujah. If we want to be fruitful, we got to put that word into practice.
Amen.
Amen. Let me say this right here to you. The scripture had told me in Ecclesiastes 7:20, it's not a righteous man on this earth who does not sin. Everybody sins. Hallelujah. That's what the scripture said. Ain't what I said. He said everybody sins. Well, Minister Wolf, could you sin? Yes, I sin. But I don't sin willingly. Hallelujah. I don't willingly go out there and sin. Hallelujah. What God is saying is that what makes me right with God is when I examine myself and see am I walking in the faith or did I err? Now, if I err in my faith, I confess my sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For the scripture saying 1 John 1:9, if I confess my sin, he is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So when I do that, I then got right back in right standing with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But a sinner, what he got to do, I'm already in the family. I ain't trying to get into no family. A sinner, what he got to do, he got to get into the family, and he get into the family through Romans 10:9 because he's a sinner. And how he get into the family, he confessed his sin with Romans 10:9. He said, if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that he's the Lord and God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. So he said, now he got to go through the process. I done been through the process. I done been crucified. I ain't got to die no more. That's the difference. And the scripture says in 1 John 2:29, those who practice righteousness is righteousness just as I am righteous.
Amen.
So we practice righteousness. The righteous of God practice righteous, but a sinner practice sin. It's a difference. And he that keep on sinning, 1 John 3 and 8 is of the devil. So it is a difference. Amen? Amen. But to go on, we talk about bearing fruit for God. Romans 2 and 13 says, it's not the one that hears the word of God that is made right with him, but it's the one who does what the word of God says. Hallelujah. God wants us to be obedient to his word.
Amen.
It's not the one that hears the word of God that is made right with him, but it's the one who does what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Word of God got something for us. You just can't go around talking about nobody else. I'm talking about the preacher. But the word is for the preacher too.
Amen.
Romans 21 says, therefore you who teach, will you not teach yourself? How can you tell somebody else how to live and you ain't living that? How can you tell somebody else not to commit adultery and you fornicate? How can you tell somebody else not to rob and you steal it? How can you tell somebody else not to smoke dope and you sell dope?
Come on, keep that thing.
How can you tell somebody else not to drink and you drunk? Why teach others? Why don't you teach yourself? You ain't bearing fruit like that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We bear fruit by the way we live.
Amen.
We don't need a congregation to bear fruit. We need to die our own life to bear fruit.
Amen. Come on, teach that word.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus said in this word, I like talking about Jesus because that's how I got crucified. Believe in Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said in Luke 8 and 21, see, you can know who you are. The word you are identified by the word.
Amen.
The word identifies you.
Amen.
It's a mirror. When you look at the word and you look at yourself, you're looking in the mirror. That's why the scripture says in Galatians 6 and 3, if you think you are something when you're nothing, you deceive yourself. If you think you're a Christian when you ain't a Christian, you're deceiving your own heart. You can't deceive a Christian man.
Amen.
You can't deceive him.
Amen.
Amen. Because he could discern. He might catch the spirit by the spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus said in Luke 8 and 21, my mother and my brother and my sister is the one that hear the word of God and does what it says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And does what it says. They live. They don't preach it. They listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God told the Pharisees over there in Matthew 3 and 8. They said, let's go over there. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Matthew 3 and 8. I don't like to waste no airtime. Hallelujah. If I'm going to get on this radio and just speak, yeah. I ain't got nothing to talk about. I rather shut my mouth.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 3 and 7. Well, when he saw the mouth of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, Lord of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. You got to repent before you can bear fruit. Repent means turn from your wicked ways. You can't bear fruit. We can't bear fruit in our own ways.
Amen.
I have to turn from my wicked ways to bear some fruit.
Amen.
To be fruitful.
Amen.
And to multiply and to be blessed. Whole lot coming forward with God when you bear fruit.
Amen.
You can't benefit from God. You can't be prosperous and live a life of a success without bearing fruit for God. Hallelujah. He said, bear fruit. What's a repent? And repent means change. Means turn from your wicked ways. God, that's what I had to do. And if I have to do it, everybody else got to do it. That goes for me too. He said, do not think to say to yourself, we are children. We have Abraham as our father. But I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now they actually laid to the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree does not bear fruit, but fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. That's what God talks. You know what? The scripture also said in Luke 13 and 7, we talking about bad fruit. Hallelujah, somebody. Bad fruit. Everybody wants to find that I bear fruit. You know what? You bear fruit by the way you live. You don't know who I am. You know? God don't want you to know because you might get big-headed. So I was looking behind you and trying to count. People watching you. Don't worry about it. They live a life. Hallelujah. Luke 13. In his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the of the vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it just use up the ground? We got people in the church all they like. Just raising up this, taking up secrets. Ain't going nowhere. I don't want you to go well. They need to get out the church. But they ain't bearing no fruit. Make the tree good and the fruit will be good. Make the tree bad and the fruit will be bad. And the fruit don't lay too far from the tree. But he answered and he said to him, sir, get along this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. If it bear fruit, well. But if not, after that, you could cut it down. God's going to get ready to lay the axe to the root. These people in the church, man, church, God ain't getting no bull riding. He's going to lay the axe. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah,
you know what?
Somebody.
God is not slow. The word is saying in 2 Peter 3:9. God is not slow about his promise to return, as some people think he is. Amen?
Amen.
But he said, I'm going to come back like a thief in the night. Hallelujah, somebody. But he gives us more time. I say, oh. More time to turn from our wicked ways.
Amen.
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 The scripture said in Romans 10:2-4 said the goodness of God lead a man's heart to repent. And I know God can do it to all of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said eternal life to those who walk in righteousness. Indignation to those who don't obey the gospel of truth. And we got a whole lot of them that's not obeying the gospel of the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has been really good to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God gave me a word over here in 1 Samuel 12:24. 1 Samuel 12:24. Hallelujah. He said,
hallelujah.
Fear the Lord and serve him in truth. And with all your heart. Consider what great thing he has done for you. Now, if we look back, we consider what great thing God has done for us.
Right.
Look what he brought us from.
Amen.
That's right.
Out of the land of Egypt.
Amen.
Everybody's been in Egypt.
Amen.
And you got a whole lot of people came out of Egypt, but Egypt's still in there.
Amen.
Oh, yes, it is, too. Egypt, but it ain't more again. They got all malice in their heart. Don't love nobody. Hate, that's Egypt. Amen? That's Egypt. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away both in your king. That's what the words say. Hallelujah. You know what? God coming back like it was in Noah's day. Before the flood. Hallelujah. And the scripture was saying in Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angel of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. But as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and looked and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man. 43. But know this, that if the master of that house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have waited and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at hours you do not expect. Hallelujah, somebody. So we must be prepared. Jesus said in John 14:1, he said, I'll go and prepare a place for you. In my house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you so. But to go into that prepared place, we got to be prepared. Because ain't everybody, he ain't let anybody in that dump. You got to be holy. God said you must be holy because he is holy. Ain't no evil-hearted person going in that door.
Amen.
The Bible says in Matthew 5:8, ain't nothing but the pure in heart don't see God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the pure in heart going to see the Lord. She says the highway going to be there. Isaiah 35:8 said, highway should be there, and a road. And this should be called a highway of what? Holiness. The unclean should not pass on it. But it shall be for others. Whoever walks this road, all their food should not go astray. No lamb should be there. Nor should any regular beast go up on it. It should not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there.
Amen.
The redeemed shall walk there. That means he was talking about born again believers. And the scripture tell me whoever's in Christ, he is a new creation.
Amen.
And the Bible also says in Matthew 13:47, he said again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that were cast into the sea.
Yeah.
And they gathered some of them, which when it was full, they threw it to shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they set it down together the good into the vessel, but threw the bad one. So it will be at the end of the age. The angel will come forth, separate the wicked from among the dead, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, "Can you understand all these things?" Hallelujah, somebody. Have you understand all these things?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He always wants you to have some good understanding. You know what? That's why the gospel was preached very plain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He didn't use no hypothetical words.
No.
Simple words. The word was taught with Simplicity. I didn't go to no cemetery school, excuse me.
Amen?
But the word was taught with simplicity. Plain and in your simple. Hallelujah. The Bible says Romans 13:11,
it says, and do this, knowing that the time now is high time to wake up out your sleep. What he was talking about there is wake up out your sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the work of darkness. And let us put on our armor of light. And let us walk properly as in the day, not in reverence and fun, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill his lust.
Amen.
He said, let us walk in the Spirit, and we should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah, somebody. God coming back. And he coming back for a church without a spot, a blemish, and a wrinkle. Amen?
Yeah.
He's coming back holy church.
Amen. Amen.
The building is not the church.
Come on now.
He said heaven and earth will pass away.
Yes, Lord.
But his word will last forever. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He said in 1 Thessalonians.
Amen.
4:1. Further then, brother, we urge you and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. But you know what commandment we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification, not in passion of love, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is avenger of all church, as we also forewarn you in testifying. What that means is you should not go after your brother's wife. We would have to pay for that. And there's so much going on in the church today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Said you pull a pin on down to the earth. It's just bad. It's just bad. I mean, it's just bad. For instance, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Amen? God said that we must be holy, because he is holy. If we call God our daddy, our dad is holy, we must be holy also, because he is holy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you give your body to a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, the kind that he will accept. God is not going to accept anything.
Amen.
If the word of God said we must be holy, we must be holy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
14. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, as obedient children. Now he's talking to us. Talking to the Christians. As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lust and in your ignorance. That's when you was ignorant, you didn't know no better.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the scripture says in James 4:17, therefore who know to do good and does not do it, it is a sin. Because they want to know right from wrong.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't hold you accountable for what you don't know. Hold you accountable for what you know. And we know right from wrong.
Amen.
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
Amen.
That's everything that you do. That's why Jesus said in Philippians 5, let this man be in you, which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You, if you saying that you're a Christian, we should have a man of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because it's written, be holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. All his word and his law, but how can we not know how to walk before our God? Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible said, take off that old man that grows corrupt according to a deceitful love and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. Who else is
Hallelujah.
He is new creation. Old things, the old life that you used to live, have passed away. Hallelujah. Now this new life is in Christ. Galatians 2 and 20 says, not myself who lives. It's Christ who lives in me. I live my life for who died for me. Now who died for us?
Christ.
Man did die for us.
Amen.
It was Christ died for us.
Amen.
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 And guess what he said? Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. Now if your old man was crucified with him, we ain't got no minutes in it.
Thank you, Father.
We dead. Dead means we dead to our old life. We are dead to the old desire. We are dead to the flesh. Hallelujah. That the battle of sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves of sin. But he who has died has been freed from sin. Now they going around talking about we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Oh my God.
They tell you that because they want you to be sin conscious, man.
Amen.
They in sin, they want you to be in sin. You go up there and tell the preacher, I'm sin. He said, don't worry about it, sister. We all sin to fall short of the glory. Keep on doing what you're doing. Sin conscious, man. Conscious, man. Amen. But the scripture said, now if we die, we Christ. We believe that we should also live with him, knowing that Christ has been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. Sin don't have dominion over us no more. We got the power and authority over sin through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 6 and 14 say it, for sin cannot have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but upon the grace. The law is not made for a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
The law is made for sinners.
Amen.
And if you still up under, and we are still up under the law, and we are teaching the law, we teaching sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why the scripture says that we are sin, conscious, minded. Hallelujah. Because
mm-hmm.
So my Bible teaches me in 1 Corinthians, 15 and 15, it says, the sting of death is sin.
Amen.
And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who give us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got victory now.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus.
Thank God. Amen.
We got the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Thank you.
God gave us authority over sin. Hallelujah. And just because you do sin, you confess your sin. But we don't practice sin. We practice righteousness. And the scripture of the 1 John 3 and 7. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The book of John, 1 John 7. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, let no one deceive you. He that practice righteousness is righteousness. He is righteousness.
Amen.
But he who keep on sinning is of the devil. Hallelujah, somebody. See, he got that right there all tied up. It's so high, you can't get over it. It's so low, you can't get up. We can do everything, but we cannot hide from God. God is the potter. In the potter, we are the clay. We didn't create him, he created us. And I just pray that the word of God has blessed you tonight and given you some understanding tonight.
Amen.
Because the word
Amen.
Wants us to understand his will. And he wants us to know how to walk in righteousness. And the word is the one that teaches us how to walk in righteousness. It teaches us how to prepare ourselves for that room he got up there for us. That holy room. Amen. That holy place. Hallelujah, somebody. And he shows us how to bear fruit. Amen. Show us how to love one another. I'm going to tell you something. We can't bear fruit without love.
Amen.
Yes, people going to talk about us. People going to lie on us. They're going to say all evil things about us. But guess what? God said, bless those who curse you and don't curse them.
Amen.
Overcome evil by doing good.
Amen.
Anyone in Christ that want to live a godly life, he or she is going to suffer persecution.
Amen.
You're going to be lied on, going to be talked about, and going to say all evil things about us.
Thank you, Father.
But the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:13, when we suffer for doing what is right, we are blessed.
The rain.
Do not be afraid of the threats, or neither let it trouble you. Because no weapon that is formed against us is going to prosper.
Amen.
That means that if God be for you, sister, who in the world could be against you?
Amen.
Psalm 118:6 said, the Lord is on my side, and I will not fear. What can man do to me?
Amen.
Genesis 12:3 says, he will bless those who bless me, and he will curse those who curse me. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody.
Psalm.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 101 says, Lord, let them curse me, I don't mind. Lord, you can bless me. And I'm going to rejoice. Because
praise
this is the day that the Lord has made. And
come on now.
And be glad
and
in
be
it.
And be glad in it.
Have a blessed night. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord for that wonderful message. I tell you, I'm just so blessed tonight, and I truly hope you are too. I mean, we have truly been fed much fruit. We have truly been fed tonight. Thank God for that. And I hope that all of everybody out in radio land, even us here, receive these words of God because they are true. And keep them.
Amen.
Keep them within your heart. Keep them. Meditate on them. So that way you begin, your spirit man will begin to grow. You know, anything that you don't know, just seek the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right. He'll teach you anything you want to know. I'm a witness. He'll teach you.
Yes.
Don't let the blind lead the blind. Don't let the blind lead the blind. Take this word. Let the light, let your light shine. Whatever he has placed within you, let it shine.
Amen.
Let it shine. Don't hide it. Don't hide it under the bushes. Let God's word shine, you know, because it's truth and it's life. You ever see some people walking and sometimes people think they're proud. They ain't proud. They just light just shining. And they, you know, they're happy. They're joyous. So, you know, we just thank God for that. Let nothing separate you from God. Nothing. Anything that separates you from God. Pray and ask God to deliver you from it. I know I asked God. I said, Lord, whatever and whoever is separating me from you, remove it. I don't care if it hurts like a splinter. And you feed it. You know, you get a splinter, that thing hurts. Once you remove that, it feels so good. So, you know, whatever is separating you from God, ask God to remove it. And we just thank God tonight for the word of God. And don't let the thief come and steal that word from you. Keep it. Keep that word because you will need it. It'll come up again, and you'll need that word. And it's just truly a blessing. Brother Kevin, are you there? You have a word? Brother Kevin? He's not there. But anyway, we give God the glory. We thank God tonight. We thank God tonight. Message. Is there anybody who would like to have prayer? Anybody? Anybody who would like to have prayer? Anybody have a word?
I just want to say I thank you for this prayer line.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. We thank God
thank for you. For the ones that are giving the word and the ones that's praying. I just thank God for this opportunity to listen to the word that you're giving. And I'm praying that it will go forward and that it will drop on good ears, that they come out of their ways of sin and give their lives to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this sister just letting us know what was on her heart as well. And it's just truly a blessing. And we're going to allow Sister Bridget to take us out with the last words tonight. We've been so blessed here. I tell you what, we know we have 3 hours, but I tell you we could stay on here all night and eat from God's table.
Because
I love the Lord. I know you do. Praise God.
We love the truth. We just praise God for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to his name.
Hallelujah.
It's by that word, and I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, Lord, have your way. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Oh, yes, because that word, that was a true word. You know, we need a real word this day and time. We don't need no more sugarcoat, watered down gospel. We need the truth in these last days, because that's the only thing that's going to say. We need Jesus. And I just thank God for the man of God that dropped that word on our hearts, like. I tell you, it's settling on my heart, and I'm still eating and feasting on it. And I'm asking the Lord, now, where are you? So what you have me to say? What you have? Because I'm going to tell you something. This thing is real.
Amen.
It's real.
Amen. It's real.
I'm going to talk about where I left off that, and it says, there's no life in the flesh, only sin and death. Kind of going to tie in with the man of God, what he just got to talking about, and going to Romans 8:5-10. Romans 8:5-10. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the spirit set their minds on the spirit. To be carnal minded is death, but to be spirit minded is life and peace. Because the carnal minded is an enemy against God, but is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You see how important that is? Those who are in the world cannot please God that's living for the world. They can't please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he's not here. And if Christ is in, the body is in because of sin. But the
Amen.
Sin is like righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not the law, but on the grace. So therefore, we're falling short of the grace of God no more. We're not under the law anymore. So we're not falling short anymore because grace is here. Grace abounds
right.
more than what death is. Amen? The Bible says when you're in the spirit, you bound much more grace because grace is here. Favor is here. Jesus
Amen.
Is here. And so, therefore, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. There's no life in the flesh, only sin and death. And therefore, you don't have to live the life in the flesh anymore. You can come on the other side. You can come on the Lord's side. Remember Moses when he was in the, at the mountain and he began to come down from the mountain and Joshua was saying, oh, the party going on down. He said,
somebody in Maryland, and he thought it was a walk. But he said, no, it's Maryland, they walk. Let me get down to the children. They didn't. Fuck, you can get the tablet to them. Fuck, you get the word to them. So, you know, that's why the word had to come and fucking God and keep us from doing evil, you know, and watching over us. And I thank God tonight because while grace is, there's life and peace. Amen? And so John 15:1-8, I'm going to go there. I just left that, but we're going back because that word was real good with the God just said. And we want to continue on. We want to continue on with what God is doing in this place. Amen? Amen. Psalm 15:1. I'm so descriptive, I like to lay my eyes on. I'm just like you. I'm feasting too, right along with you. Amen. 15:1. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. That's why Paul got to bind the word, because the word is the one going to bear the fruit. It's Jesus that bears fruit unto God. It's Jesus that bear fruit unto God when he's living and abiding in us, and we're abiding in his word. And that word will bear fruit unto itself. It will be evident that Jesus is Lord. It will be evident. See, people looking for evidence now. People try to go to church, you know, we're not seeking man. We want evidence. Amen? Now I'm facing something hopeful, and evidence is not evidence in our life. We need evidence. Jesus is our evidence. Amen? That he died, he rose again. Amen? And it gave us life more abundantly. That's our evidence. Amen? And that's why people die, because they have no evidence. They got no word. They got no life. Amen? So they have no spirit in themselves. John 15:1 is the key. 7, it says, see, we have to abide in the word. We have to live in that word. We have to live in that word so we can live by the word, by the spirit of that word. Amen? So the word can abide in us so that we have to be one spirit with that word, so we can ask what we desire in that word. See, that's why we got to become one with that word. When we're abiding the word, and we're abiding, we become one with that word in the spirit. And then what the spirit acts, he wills it to us. He never will to us if we're not abiding his word in the spirit. Amen? Jesus said, my words are spirit and life. We have to abide in the spirit of life with that word so we can get the desires, the things that we need in the earth, to do the things that God has called us to do in the earth. Concerning his kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. That's what he's telling us to do. Let's go to Psalm 14:14. We right there. It says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's what he said. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, if you love me, keep my word. We got to keep this word today. That's all we have is the word of God. That's all we need. And he said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. He said, the spirit of truth. Look at that. The spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. So the world can't receive the spirit of truth. That's why they tell you. Don't you come up in here. Come up in here trying to speak truth. Because you speak truth, we got to cast you out of here. Well, you know what the devil is alive. It's time we cast the devil out. God's house is supposed to be the house of God, the house of faith, the house of prayer. And when we speak God's word has enough power in it to cast out demons and devils. And the reason why the demons and devils are getting cast out is because the people ain't saved. They come out here and hear the word of God, but how are they going to hear without the preacher that's been sent by God? And the preacher that's the apostle, because the apostle is the one that laid the foundation. The prophet is the one that built on what the foundation says. Thank you, Lord, because Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Amen. It's a spiritual rule the world cannot receive because it neither see him nor know him. They don't know what the word says. You remember when John the Baptist had his disciples? And they said, the Pharisees asked John the Baptist, they said, why your disciples don't fast, why they don't know about the Holy Ghost, they don't know anything. But the Lord was letting them know. He said, they don't know him. The Lord don't know the Spirit, but the Spirit knows the law. That's why the law ain't got no business telling the Spirit what to do. It's the Spirit that tells the law what to do. Flesh ain't got no dominion over the Spirit, but the Spirit has dominion over the flesh. Amen? It says the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive because neither see him nor know him. But you know him. See, those that of you that's in Christ, and Christ is in you, your body, the word, and word about you, you know him. For he fell with you and will be in you. Praise God for that. There will be some manifestation. See how important that is for us? There will be some manifestation to become one with that word of God. Romans, all praise to Jesus tonight. Praise the Lord tonight for his word. Let's go to Romans 8 and 11. Romans 8 and 11 says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Praise God. See that? You get life to you from you dwelling in him. But if you're not dwelling in him, he ain't obligated to give you no life. Amen? He's not obligated to give you no life being living in him. I mean, you know, that's just the bottom line. If you go to somebody's house, they ain't obligated to feed you. You're not none of theirs. They tell you when I was coming along, they say, well, baby, it's getting late. Don't you need to go home and your mama know when you is? It's time to eat. It's summertime. And when they tell you it's summertime, then some will tell you you can stay home, you can stay over and eat, but mama already told you, don't you ain't nobody's house, you come home and eat. See, Jesus obligated to feed his own, but he ain't obligated to feed nobody else. And when you ain't none of him. Now he'll give you the bread if you ask for it. But you gotta ask for it in faith. You got an elder, that's what he's telling us tonight. We have to ask for this bread by faith. And we see it with our heart. Amen. When we believe all the scriptures as the scriptures. Then it becomes to us for righteousness. And the righteousness of God will rain down on us from heaven what we need. Amen? We'll ask in faith. That's what it's all about tonight. Amen? Let's go to John 15 and 27. Say it. John 15 and 27. Praise to Jesus. Glory be to your name. And you also will bear witness because you have with me from the beginning. See, we got to be with the word in the beginning. Amen? The Bible says we have to be with the word in the beginning. We have to find that word in the beginning. And that word got to find in us in the beginning. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. So that word has to be in us. So we can be with God. Now how are you going to be with God if you ain't got the word? The word is what connects you with God. Jesus is the connector. He's the overseer. He's the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. He's the doorkeeper. And he lets us in when we have the word. You know, when you, I remember when I said it like this, when I was in the world, I used to go to the clubs and I liked to dance. But then if you didn't have your pass, because certain clubs, you had to have a pass to get in. If you didn't have no pass, they turn you off. No, you can't get in. Amen. The pass was, if you had no money, you couldn't get in. But the man of God just got to say, come on to the water and drink. Without money, without price. Come, why spend your money on what don't satisfy? So you come to the Lord, and you come with your faith. You buy with your faith. You ain't got no faith, you can't get in. Faith is his word. Believing and trusting in his word. Believing that he is who he say he is, and he can do what he say he can do. Amen? To God be the glory. So that's what it's all about tonight. In the name of Jesus, that's what it's all about. In the beginning was the word. So we got to have the word. We got to have the word in the beginning. And the end. Amen. You got to be consistent with it. You got to stay with the word. You just can't try tonight and then taste and see that it's good, and tomorrow you want to put them down. Now you got to hold fast to what you just heard, and you got to stay, and you got to live in the house of that word. With this Jesus. Amen. It said, oh, praise God. Praise God. It is Jesus who gives you a command to do. It is the word that commands you to do a thing. It said, and it said what he wants you to do. And now listen to people. And say what they want to say. We say what God wants to say. You can't say what people's words they want you to say and control you, you know, because it cannot be controlled. You can't contain it's life. You can't contain that life to control it for evil. Amen. You're all just, you know, receiving by faith in your vessel when you want to, when oh, God is good in your life. It's your life. Amen.
Amen.
You got to do. Anyway, this is how we abide in God's love, by keeping his commands, saying what he commanded. John 15 and 10. They say, not alone, we do not belong to ourselves, but we belong to God. And we must do the work that he sent. He sent me in Jesus' name. We must do the work that he sent us to do. Praise God, for we are so honored to Jesus. And they're selling the hell in earth. Praise God. Praise God for that, people of God. We are so long for the Lord. We're not going to give up the word. We're going to hold fast to the word. He said, bless us all that hear the word and God and keep it. Amen? So we're not going to sell out the word. We're going to hold fast because that's our life. Without that life, we ain't got no life. Amen. Don't let nobody deter you and speak in your ear and your hearing, and they don't have the life of word to speak into your hearing, to amplify, to encourage you to continue on in the work of God. Continue on to do what God told you to do. Amen. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. So I just want to let you know tonight, don't be moved by your circumstances and your situation. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the word. Keep meditating. And as you keep digging in the well of life, water's on good shop. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't cave in. Keep digging. Keep digging in that word. Keep touching the word. Keep seeking the word. And the Lord begins to reveal himself to you more and more and more. And it don't come overnight. It don't come overnight. This is a process. That's where the sanctification come in. It don't come overnight, but you keep at it. You keep pressing in. You keep pressing in. After a while, all of all going to rust out. The wells of life going to begin to spring up out of your bed at night watch. When you lay down and go to sleep, the word begins to minister to you. It begins to talk to you. It tell you who that person to talk to, that person to disconnect with. Because when the word begins to talk to you, it's going to start separating you from some people.
Amen.
It's going to tell you some people you can't run, you can't talk to, and you ain't going to be able to walk with no more. So where God's taking you, they can't go because they have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as you have. So you got to stay in faith. You got to stay with the word and let the word wash you and cleanse you. And as he wash you and cleanse you, you ain't going to want to walk with filth because God, when he cleans you up, it's like a pig in the water in the mud. When you know they used to put water, I always wonder why the pig won't stay nasty. Why you don't want to stay muddy? Why when you clean them up, they won't go back into the mud? Well, Jesus said to us tonight, you ain't got to get back in the mud, because once I clean you up, you're already cleaned by the word. I sanctified you. I set you apart. When he sets you apart, you don't want to go back in the world and continue to do the things that you used to do, because you don't live there anymore. You change addresses. We move from that place.
Right.
We're sitting in heavenly place in Christ Jesus waiting for the manifestation of glory to be revealed to us. And when he reveals his glory to us, we have to walk in what we know. We have to walk in the revelation what he gives us. And so, therefore, that's when obedience come in. Obedience come in walking in what he told us to do. Amen?
Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. So, God be the glory. I just want to pray.
Amen.
Father, have your way tonight. We thank you for this word. We pray, Lord God, that they will continue to fall up on good ground through the hearts and the minds of people, that they will hear faith. Lord, in the night watch, that you will wake them up, Lord God, and you begin to minister life to them. Even the words that they didn't even understand, Lord God. But, Lord, you can wake them up and then, Lord, you can tell them, Lord, line up on line, precept on precept, by the Holy Ghost. Have your way on the hearts and the minds of the people, Lord. You don't want them to be lost. You want them to be saved. Save them tonight, Lord God. Deliver your people out of bondage. Deliver them out of the house of Egypt, Lord God. Oh, have mercy upon your people tonight, Father. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, continue to bless Dr. Hunter, Lord God. Continue to give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue to give him strength in his body, Father God. We speak life over him. We speak peace and healing in his body, Lord God. We speak life to his bones, strength to his bones, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help him stand fast in the faith, Father God. Help him not to give up his faith, Lord, but help him to hold fast to the eternal life because it is his life in Christ Jesus. Help him to continue to seek your faith day and night, Lord God, because he have a work to do, Lord God. You saved him for a time such as this. Lord God, that he may bring the word to your faith, Father. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, until next time, y'all, we just give God the glory for this word. We just thank God
yes.
that we were all together in unity. The word
yes.
went forth, and we just give God the glory. Amen.
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 Well, I want to tell you tonight it's been a blessing, a real blessing. It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. As
amen.
I always say to you, hey, I love you. I love you.
Love.
I love you. Until next
you.
Time, God bless you.
Amen.
D53 H23.
healing citrus.
Jesus put forth his hand and said, I will be not
I'll put that back in there. I'm coming out. I'm cutting it out.